Okay, so for today's podcast, this is coming from the gym real estate side, and we're going to be talking about debt service coverage ratio. Essentially, are you bankable? I'm going to break down all the math, talk to you about DSCR, what it means, what you probably need to get a loan from a bank if you want to buy a building, all the good stuff. Just a quick note. This is, if you're on Spotify listening to this, you're able to turn your phone sideways and watch the full video that has all the math and the illustrations and the drawings and all that good stuff. For those of you guys that are doing this audio only, this is still going to be a great breakdown for you as to whether or not your business would be bankable to get a loan via debt service coverage ratio. But if at any point, you know, I'd probably earmark a couple sections of the podcast and go back and watch the video. It'll make the math a lot easier to comprehend. Enjoy the episode. What's up, everybody? I'm Stu with the Gym Real Estate Company. We help gym owners lease and buy buildings. And today I'm going to cover debt service coverage ratio. This is a term that if you want to purchase commercial real estate, you're going to need to be familiar with. DSCR, very simply, is a measurement as to if you can likely pay back the debt you're going to incur by purchasing commercial real estate. You're going to be taking out a mortgage, a loan from the bank, whether you're doing traditional or an SBA-based loan, and you are going to now have a chunk of debt. Now we're going to evaluate your DSCR, the ability for your business to pay back that debt. In the real estate world, we're generally dealing with investors. These are people who are purchasing commercial real estate that already have a cash-flowing tenant inside of it. So if you start Googling DSCR, debt service coverage ratio, you'll probably find an equation that looks like this first one. And this is for investors. That's the net operating income of the property, meaning how much does the tenant pay in rent, minus the property taxes, the building insurance, and the common area maintenance. And then they divide that by the total debt service. So how much the loan cost for that individual to buy that property with that cash flowing tenant inside of it. So this is like you see somebody who purchases a Chipotle. They don't own a Chipotle, they're not making burritos, but they went and purchased that building that has a Chipotle in it, and that Chipotle has a 20-year lease, and that Chipotle generates X amount of dollars in net operating income, right? The rent minus the property taxes, the insurance, and the common area maintenance, and then they divide it by the debt service that the loan is going to cost them in order to purchase that investment property. Well, that's not us. For gym owners, we're small business owners who are going to be purchasing typically 99% of the time, these owner-occupied buildings. We are going to be the owner-occupant. We own the building. We also own the business inside of the building that is paying the rent. So for us, we're going to be looking at this version. This is going to be your EBITDAR divided by the debt service. EBITDA, just fancy language for your earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, and rent. As a gym owner, you are currently paying rent somewhere in a building, assuming you're an existing business, which you'll need to be in order to get a loan. But you have this existing history of paying rent. You get to add your rent back into your business, meaning it doesn't count as an expense since you will not have that going forward. Your EBITDAR is allowing you to take all your earnings and add back in that interest, add back in the taxes you paid, add back in your amortization, depreciation, and the rent. Now, I'm simply showing you the back of the napkin math way today to do this so that when you're looking at a site, a potential site you want to purchase, you can do some quick math to understand, would I be able to afford this property? I highly recommend that you leave this to the actual banker or lender you're working with to determine, because every bank is going to have very specific debt service coverage ratio terms that they want to see their applicants hit. Some banks are going to require a 1.2 DSCR, some are going to require a 1.3, others are going to be very particular as to how they calculate the DSCR. So please just use this as a starting point to understand, is this property even reasonable for me to consider purchasing? So in order to determine your EBITDAR, I recommend you go to your bookkeeper or CPA. They will be able to do this incredibly quickly for you. And this is not where you want to have any naivete in your math. that's going to mess up your calculation. So you have a misunderstanding as to what you can actually afford. But for very simple scenario, let's say that your business generated $350,000 of revenue, and this is pre-tax. Because remember, in EBITDA, you're going to add the tax back in. And let's say you talk to your accountant and they said, hey, listen, add back in $50,000 of interest, add back in $15,000 of depreciation, $10,000 of amortization, and your rent. Let's say your rent is $6,000 a month. Well, that would be $72,000 per year in rent. And you can see I'm doing this all on an annualized level. So if you add all that back in, you're now looking at an EBITDAR of $497,000. So we have the first part of our equation right up top. There we go. We have that number. Now we go to the market, and let's say you hire the Jim Real Estate Company to find you a very specific site. Let's say, for example, you want to be in Austin, Texas, downtown Austin, Texas, and you're looking for an industrial building for your gym. We go to work, we find you the perfect site. And in this hypothetical example, we landed on 12475 Trail Driver Street in Austin, Texas. A nice industrial building. It's got some office space in here as well. Looks great. Good to go. You're like, this is perfect. I think this would be awesome for my gym. Well, now we need to calculate what the debt service would be on a property like this. Well, as we can see, the asking price is $1.55 million. $1,550,000. Now, this is the asking price. If you're working with the Jim Real Estate Company, we're gonna negotiate our asses off for you to get that price knocked down. But for the sake of this, and when you bring it to a bank where you're discussing this with the bank, I would assume the worst scenario of having to pay full asking price. So I'm gonna take you over to the investor property worksheet we use here at the Jim Real Estate Company. You can Google commercial real estate investor property calculator, investor property worksheet. You're gonna get 1,000 different templates that pop up, but this allows us to do some simple math. Another thing that'll help you do this math on your own is to also Google commercial real estate mortgage calculator. There will be a calculator that'll give you a full amortization schedule when you put in the correct values. I've done it all here for us already. And if you work with the Jim Real Estate Company, this is something we'll take care of for you as well. Now we have the sales price here at 1.55 million. We're gonna make the assumption in this scenario, you're gonna use an SBA loan product. The SBA is a loan product that requires the borrower, you, to only put down 10%. A traditional bank is going to put down 50% of the funds needed, and the SBA, through a vehicle they call a CDC, a certified development company, is going to contribute 40%. So that's how we get our 100%, with you having 10% equity via that down payment. So in this scenario, if you were to put 10% down, we're talking about $155,000 in cash you would put down on the property. Now, the loan amount after your 10% equity has been factored in is $1.395 million. And if you run this through an amortization calculator, put $1.395 million in over 240 months, aka 20 years, and then I did a 6.5% interest rate. That'll come out to a monthly P&I, principal and interest payment, of $10,400.75. Now instantly you're able to do some easy math. You're like, oh my God, I'm currently only paying $5,000 a month in rent currently. I could never afford $10,475. Okay, then that might not be an opportunity for you. There are other options, where we purchase property that is larger than what you need, and then you rent out a remainder as long as that remainder is under 49 or less percent of the building, because you, via an SBA loan, will have to occupy 51% of the property. But that is a way where if you run these numbers, don't freak out initially. There is still an opportunity for you to purchase property. We will just have to get more income, not via your business, though that's great as well, but through a tenant, through consistent rent roll. And that's a great way to boost the income your business would be generating from the property. Now let's go ahead and evaluate what the exact DSCR of this hypothetical scenario would be. So when we calculated your EBITDAR, we were looking at what your business generates. We added back in all those other elements. But when you own property, there's now additional operating expenses, or OPEX. For commercial real estate, it's specifically property taxes, insurance, and then common area maintenance. Now, All of this information is easily assumable, especially the property taxes, because it is public record. You can look in your city's municipality's public tax records and pull up any parcel and show what the property taxes that have been assessed to it every single year. So that's going to give you a great guess as to where your property taxes are going to lie. Generally, they're going to steadily creep up over time, but it'll at least give you a good number for an estimate. You can call an insurance company to get a quote as to what this particular building would cost you in insurance annually, and then common area maintenance. So if you're in the Northeast, you probably are going to have some sort of snow shoveling service or having salt put down when it gets icy. If you're in the Midwest during the spring and summer, you might have someone coming out and doing the landscaping. Anything that is going to be common area, so that's going to be the parking lot, the roof, the structure. Maybe you're going to have a monthly termite service come and spray the sides of the building, whatever it may be. All of those things need to be factored in to come up with the common area maintenance cost annually. If you're not sure, you can always speak to the current property owner, and they're likely going to have all this information ready for you to go because they've been paying it the entire time they've owned the property. So let's say in this hypothetical, the property taxes are $6,000 per year, the insurance is $4,500 per year, and the CAM is $3,000 per year for a grand total of $13,500 a year in additional building operating expenses. The last thing we need to understand is what your business expenses are. And again, this is a very easy conversation with your CPA and your bookkeeper. And in this hypothetical, let's say that your business expenses came out to about $200,000 per year. So $200,000, that's going to be the amount of money that you're spending on employees, on your utilities, on your business insurance, on any of your SaaS products, your member management software, whatever it is. Make sure that your rent is not included in here. Remember, we added the rent back into the EBITDAR. So do not include that rent expense here. This would be all other expenses, what it would cost your business annually in order to make the total EBITDAR that your business generates. Very simple number. Most of you guys have a really good understanding of what your monthly and annual expenses are. Just pull up a P&L off your QuickBooks or ask your CPA or bookkeeper. So let's take a look at it. We've got our EBITDAR from that previous calculation, $497,000. You have your business OPEX, which we said was $200,000. Your building OPEX is an additional $13,500. Now, the debt principal payments for the year and the interest payments, you're gonna go ahead and take the first 12 months. They're gonna look at this all on an annualized for that first 12 months of payments that you would have with the bank. Remember, if you come on over, any amortization calculator will give you all of this information, okay? It breaks it all down, the length of the entire loan. So I went ahead already, I took that information. In the first year of this loan, you would be paying over $35,000 towards the principal, and you'd be paying over $89,000 towards the interest of the debt you've incurred on the building. So when you take the EBITDAR and you subtract these other four variables, you get a net operating income here of $297,000. When we look at the total debt service annually, that debt service comes out to $124,808. Again, just in case you got lost, that $124,808 comes from the total debt principal payments for that first year plus the interest payments. So when we go back to that original equation, remember we looked at how the investors look at this versus how the gym owner looks at this? Now we're going to go back and convert this back towards an investor. Now that we know your gym is the company and they're paying the lease, and we understand the cash flow of that tenant, now we simply look at the net operating income, $297,000, divided by the total debt service, the $124,808, and that gives us a DSCR of 2.38. In an environment right now where most banks are wanting to see around 1.2 to up to 1.3 DSCR, you would be a shoo-in and a really strong candidate for a bank to loan to under these circumstances. Hopefully this video was valuable for you. I know I said this is really quick and simple, back of the napkin math. Well, this is pretty much as simple as it gets. If you can run this analysis on your DSCR, you've got a pretty good idea as to whether or not you're going to be bankable for a loan based on the site you want to purchase. Again, if you're having any concerns or this is over your head or you want someone else to walk you through this step-by-step, please reach out to the Jim Real Estate Company. We help gym owners do exactly this. We help them lease and buy buildings. And this is part of the process that we work with our clients to ensure that they understand their level of bankability. And we'll even go ahead and create introductions with regional and local SBA lenders and national ones as well to ensure that you have the perfect visibility as to what the financial situation would look like when taking on an acquisition of this magnitude. Thank you so much for watching the video, and I'll see you in the next one.